Chapter 5, Praying with the Spirit. Praying with the Spirit means to pray in other tongues, and it's a very important kind of prayer for the believer. Some people have questions about it, but that's because they don't understand what it's all about. Is it really compulsory we pray in other tongues? They ask. Does every Christian have to pray in tongues? Usually, questions and arguments about praying in tongues come from those who don't pray in tongues. You rarely find a Christian who prays in tongues questioning this manifestation of the Spirit. In Mark chapter 16, verse 17, the Lord Jesus said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues." Them that believe refers to Christians, those who have been born again. So if you're a believer in Christ, you should speak in tongues. Many of those who argue against speaking and praying in tongues don't know why it's so important. They're unaware of the bountiful benefits that this spiritual exercise brings. Let us now explore some of the glorious benefits of praying in tongues. Praying in tongues refreshes and revives. "For with stammering lips in another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, 'This is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they will not hear.'" Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11 to verse 12. This prophecy from Isaiah relates to speaking in tongues, and it helps us to understand one of the reasons we should pray in tongues. Paul, also accentuating the same thing, stated that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. In other words, he charges up, builds up, overhauls, or refreshes himself. Praying in tongues refreshes and revives you. A Christian may suddenly realize he doesn't preach the gospel as much anymore because he's not as excited, inspired, or motivated as he was when he just gave his heart to Christ. This ought not to be. You should always be motivated and excited about the things of the Spirit. And the way to continually feel this inspiration of the Holy Spirit and keep the fire of soul winning burning in your heart is by praying in other tongues. When you pray fervently in tongues, the fire in your spirit burns to God's glory. Getting yourself stirred up in the things of God isn't and shouldn't be a mystery. He's already shown the how to you through His Word. So it's no use praying, "Revive me, O Lord." You're revived when you speak in tongues. This is the secret. So take out time on your own and speak in other tongues. When you do, you'll be edifying, refreshing, and beautifying your spirit. Praying in tongues brings forth the leading of the Spirit. It is important for Christians to spend time praying with or in the Spirit, that is, praying in tongues. The Bible says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Romans chapter 8, verse 14. The leading of the Spirit is not an experience meant for apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers only, but also for every child of God. We all ought to live our lives perpetually by the leading of the Spirit. God's children should never be in the dark or get into unpleasantly surprising situations where they wouldn't know what to do. When we pray in tongues, it's an opportune moment for us to receive the divine guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit for our lives. How obey when He, the Spirit of truth, is come? He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. John chapter 16, verse 13. When you pray in other tongues, your spiritual eyes are open to understand the scriptures in a greater light. This is my daily experience. Sometimes, people ask me how I got the interpretation to certain scriptures they had read but didn't clearly understand. Always, I reply that it's by the Spirit. When you spend time to pray in other tongues, the eyes of your understanding are enlightened, and you become more receptive to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Praying in tongues provides us with heaven's vocabulary. One of the most beautiful and inspiring gifts from God to us is the ability to communicate with Him directly through a spiritual language formed in us by the Holy Spirit. We speak divine mysteries and alter destinies through this supernatural effusion. Remember that though man is a spirit, he doesn't dwell physically in the realm of the spirit. He lives on earth and relates with the material world. Yet there are certain things we can't communicate or express with the earthly language we've learned. This is the reason God imparts to us with the divine ability to speak in other tongues, so we can have the right language, vocabulary to communicate with God. If you have a little child that hasn't started talking fluently, you can't have fellowship with that child. You may play with him and enjoy games with him, but you can't have real fellowship with him because real fellowship requires a two-way communication. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. When you speak in other tongues, no one understands what you're saying, because you're speaking to God. It's a direct communication between your spirit and God. You're speaking the language that only He understands. You must realize that there are not enough words in human vocabulary to adequately and accurately express ourselves to God. It doesn't matter how many earthly languages you can speak, you still won't have enough vocabulary to express yourself to Him. Because in the realm of the Spirit, there are things we can't communicate with all of the languages of the world. This is why it is absolutely necessary for a Christian to speak and pray in tongues. In addition, when we speak to God with human words, we may sometimes speak words that are unacceptable to Him. But the Holy Ghost, knowing this, gives us a language with which to express ourselves. When we speak in this language, everything we say is articulately communicated to God, and there's a two-way communication. We speak to God, and He speaks back to us through our spirits. This is why a Christian must be filled with the Holy Ghost. He's the one who gives us the utterance to speak in this language by which we can communicate with the Father articulately. Beyond earthly expressions, it's a holy, heavenly language. Praying in tongues helps reveal the will of God. Many people wonder if it's possible to know the will of God. Some Christians even quote a line from a popular song by William Cowper saying, "God moves in mysterious ways, His wonders to perform." Obviously, they're quoting the song out of context, because God surely isn't mysterious and doesn't work in mysterious ways. He's revealed Himself and His will to us primarily through His written word. But we can also know God's will when we pray in other tongues. The Holy Spirit will never lead you outside the provisions of God's word. When you pray with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit imparts to you the knowledge of God's will concerning issues of importance. Remember, Jesus said, "When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." John chapter 16, verse 13. When you pray in the Spirit, your mind doesn't grasp the meaning of the utterances you make, but the Holy Spirit is able to bring the interpretation to your understanding. When I pray sometimes, I speak some words in other tongues as a sort of reply to what I've been praying about. A lot of times, such words are given by the Holy Spirit as answers to questions, as solutions to problems. They represent the wisdom you need to deal with pressing situations. And it's important you don't allow such words go without putting them to good use. This is why the Bible instructs that when you pray in an unknown tongue, you ought to ask God for its interpretation. For often, in it lies the answers to your petition. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13 or verse 15. When the interpretation comes to your spirit, that's when you learn certain secrets. The Bible says, the secret of God is with them that fear him. Psalm chapter 25, verse 14. When you receive the interpretation, you'll find yourself being brought close to the deep realities of God. You're led into a body of wisdom reserved for the spiritual. Sometimes, you may begin to get these revelations in part, but you definitely have an idea of what God wants you to do. You see, praying in tongues helps us to know and establish God's will for our lives. It enables us to shape the circumstances of our environment to be in conformity with His plans and purposes. Praying in tongues helps you bring forth God ideas. Often, there are certain changes you want to see in your life, family, ministry, job, business, finances, or academics, but they seem not to be happening. If you would pray in the Spirit well enough, you will receive ideas and answers from the Holy Spirit through your spirit. And even when those ideas come to you in other tongues, the same Spirit of God can help you understand and put them to work. When you find yourself at the crossroads of a major decision, you don't have to go about asking others what to do. You might get yourself confused that way, because you might be talking to the wrong people. Some people think they have to wait a long time for an answer, as men did in the Old Testament. But we live in a new age today. In this dispensation, the one who answers you lives inside you. As you pray in other tongues, you'll speak forth answers to the issues at hand. This was how I got God's direction for the very first crusade I organized. I had known about interpretation of tongues, but hadn't experienced it. I had been praying about the crusade and began speaking in tongues. I knew the Lord had a message which I was bringing forth in tongues. So I declared, "Lord Jesus, I know you're talking to me about something, and it's coming in other tongues. But there's no one here to interpret the message. Therefore, Lord, I receive the gift of interpretation of tongues now, because I've got to know what you're telling me." Suddenly, the anointing came on me, and I began to interpret in English what the Spirit was saying. Then I recognized that the Lord was instructing me on certain things I needed to do for the crusade. Quickly, I wrote those things down and went and did as instructed, and we had an outstanding meeting. This spiritual exercise has since been a part of my daily Christian living, and I've experienced tremendous blessings practicing it. The Spirit of God does talk to you and always seeks to bring you divine ideas. One of the ways to hear Him and take a hold of His wisdom and extraordinary strategies is by praying in other tongues. Get in the flow and maintain the glow. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." The Greek word translated power here is dunamis, which refers to a kind of power that's able to reproduce itself. The dynamo, an electric power generating mechanical device, was named from this word. Now, another important benefit of praying in other tongues is that it gets you filled with the Holy Spirit and helps you maintain your spiritual glow. Back in the Old Testament, they always needed a revival. David asked in Psalm chapter 85, verse 6, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" But as born-again Christians, we don't have to ask for a revival because we simply don't need it. In fact, if you check through the scriptures, you will discover that none of the apostles ever asked for a revival. They receive a unique blessing that the Old Testament folks didn't have: the grace to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit and the ability to stir up his divine power within themselves. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2, verse 2 to verse 4. As a believer, you can constantly have the same experience the early apostles had. As you pray in other tongues, the same glory comes upon you, and you can maintain it 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week, and 365 days of the year. Your prayer life becomes an exciting, everyday relationship with God. Sometimes I hear certain people say, I don't know how to evangelize. I don't know how to start up a conversation about Jesus. What they need to do is to spend some time to pray in other tongues. When this is done before setting out, they'd be emboldened to preach the gospel with gusto. The Bible records about the early church in Acts chapter 4, verse 31, that when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Some have the wrong idea about being drunk in the Spirit. They think it's all about staggering around and scattering things. But thank God you've learned the right thing to do with the influence of the Holy Spirit. You ought to speak forth the wisdom of God and make declarations of His divine mysteries. At such times, the gifts of the Spirit are manifested and miracles take place. In the face of daunting opposition, what you need do is get in the flow of God's Spirit and maintain the glow by speaking in other tongues. As soon as you do that, that cloak of heaviness will be lifted from you and the joy of the Spirit will flood your heart. This is what brings the desired change. This was what brought Paul the vision he got in his day. It sustained John on the island of Patmos, even when there was nobody to fellowship with him. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, he tells us, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Speaking in other tongues brings you in synchrony with the Holy Spirit so you can receive guidance and directions in God's will for your life.